So, Brother John, you're tying back. Well, let me ask this question. So what you're saying is that perhaps we sometimes say, Lord, I love you. Lord, you're the Lord of my life. Mm. But it's just words. Right?
Right.
And so, young people, we have to be careful. It is true. Now, we're not talking on the line of salvation. Because we're saved, we belong to Him, we cannot be moved from that. If you read the book of Acts, conversion is along the lines of Lord and Savior. Very often we look at it along the lines, I need to be rescued from judgment, save me. And we miss the fact that the Savior is interested in being our Lord and changing masters. So we've been saved wonderfully. But now is how to live this out in the reality of the fact that I have a new master. Brother Amos spoke of the reality of Christianity in my life. So Brother Rajay asked this question about, well, you know, families, pressure from parents. And Brother Peter says, well, you know, we need to pray. And someone suggested speaking to our parents, right? The Word of God has to be a part of this. But the question as to reality is that if I am living a life that is a vibrant, a healthy, let me use that word, a healthy Christian life, that I know I'm communicating with the Lord on a daily basis. That's what prayer is. Sometimes we think of it as, well, we start the meeting with prayer. You know, before I leave the house, that's prayer. Then, no. It's a continual, Paul says, pray without ceasing. It means communicate with the Lord, your Lord, without ceasing. So, while there's something at school, in my mind I'm saying, Lord, I need you to help me with this situation. You're walking down the road, Lord, you know, I need you to preserve me as I walk. Then I'm walking down, I'm talking to Brother Amos, we're speaking about the Lord. It's a part of your life as much as breathing and air is. The difficulty comes in when we compartmentalize everything. And this is what Jacob had done, right? He compartmentalized things. He said, look, your birthright, mine, blessings are supposed to be mine. Because he heard all this from his mother, you know that, right? He heard all this from his mother, from his birth. God wants you first, you first. So he takes everything into his hands, and he gets to the point, and, you know, we have to confess that we probably have uttered words like Jacob to say, you know, the Lord wants me to go to Chicago. The Lord wants me to, you know, leave home, Mom. The Lord wants me to take this part-time job, you know. Well, you know, that's your Lord. Well, you know, the Lord that you believe, God that you believe in told me, as opposed to saying, you know, the Lord has spoken to me. And even though he's saying there's blessing for me and he may want me to do so and so, he's also told me to obey my parents and the Lord, to subject myself to them. That's a wonderful principle we see in the Lord Jesus as a child. He says, don't you know I'm supposed to be about my Father's business? And yet the next verse or so says, he went with them. And he subjected himself unto them. So as young people, we may have these challenges or interactions, encounters with our parents. They're seeing something different than us. But we have to also understand that the blessings, the obedience, come from obeying our parents and the Word of God. That's where the reality comes in. And then you know what? You'll see the blessing. God is not going to not bless someone who honors him and honors his word.
So how are we doing so far? Are we kind of dozing off here? Everybody's awake and alert? Mm-hmm. Should we start the pop quiz now and ask questions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jacob goes on, and probably it was the longest. I hope Isaac was a fast eater. Because I am sure Jacob was standing there with all of this heavy stuff on him, and he was sweating like sweat could come. You know, what would happen? I want you to imagine that, going into that room, covered with all of that heavy stuff, and I'm sure right there, that time of the year, probably was kind of warm, and he is covered with all of that hair on him, his hands, and he's standing there. I'm like, Lord, please let him finish food quickly. Get me out of this room if I get caught. How many times are we in a situation like that? We put ourselves in there. You know, he that trusts in the Lord will be in perfect peace. He would not be sweating. He would not be nervous. He would not get into any trouble. And here's Jacob standing there, and seven times he's lying, we have heard. Seven times. I mean, he was coming like, are you yours? Yes, I am. Well, the voice, it doesn't sound. Oh, come and kiss me. I mean, he's like, yeah, I am. Where did you get that from? Oh, the Lord your God provided. Rebecca cooked those two goats. What are you talking about? He brought wine. As a matter of fact, Isaac didn't ask for wine. Well, get drunk so he could bless me and I'll get out of the way. He is using every way he knows to get what he wants. What a waste of talent. Do we have talent that the Lord had given us? Ability? Whatever that ability it is. How am I using my ability? My brain? Whatever the Lord had given me. What am I using that? For what purposes I am using that? Jacob was apparently a smooth talker, a good negotiator, really kind of quick on his feet. He could give answers right away. How did he use that? For what purposes? Did he use it to honor the Lord? Or did he use it for his own gain? Well, he got what he wants and more. Because we will find out later on. The point I want to leave with you is this. Whatever talent the Lord had given you, use it for Him. Use it for Him, whatever talent that the Lord had given you. And be very, very careful not to put yourself in a situation where you have to sweat and worry because you are in trouble. Don't get yourself into that situation. God will take care of everything. Be real.